Agriculture, Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art's newest installation, contains an unlikely combination of elements. From the gentle flute playing in the distance, to the placement of actual farm crops in the middle of the museum, to the unity of farmers and artists.
At BMOCO, we have 8 partnerships, so it's all artist and farmer projects. They worked on making commissions, essentially, for the exhibition, and so work collaboratively together to make a project that's now on view.
That's Jane Burke, curator of Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art, or BMOCA for short. She says the museum was a natural home for the collaboration between Boulder County farmers and artists of international acclaim.
Because of the location of BMOCA being more or less in proximity to the Boulder Farmers Market twice a week, I think April to the fall. And so what's interesting about this project as well is that all the farmers had to be in Boulder County. So in some ways, it was a challenge to find people who were able to participate, who had the time and the bandwidth. And the other, you know, I really wanted to tell a diverse story. I think both parties were really surprised about what was uncovered and sort of the issues that could be addressed through both the lens of artists and through farmers.
Burke stresses that the issues of farmers and artists overlap more than one would think, particularly when it comes to interdisciplinary approaches and the nexus between social justice and environmental justice.
The practices of visual artists and the practices of farmers, they're both very interdisciplinary, sort of in their approach. So I think that it's developed this commonality or these common sort of, I say, you know, this nexus between social justice and environmental justice. Masa Seed Foundation is an example. You know, the artist that they're paired with is Anthony Garcia Sr., and he also does a lot of community outreach. And so I think that there is a lot of potentiality for them to work together in the future to bring together their different respective communities in hopes of helping with food access.
An acclaimed artist in his own right, Anthony Garcia Sr. got his start in graffiti art, something that is evident in his painting on the BMOCA wall. The piece features vibrant orbs, representative of the heirloom seeds produced by Masa Seed Foundation. They look as if you got up close and personal with them, with an unfocused eye. But what does this all mean to the museum goers staring at all this art?
It related to with the land, no?
Yes.
Uh-huh, so.
Yeah. So you felt like a presence in the land there, and yourself.
Of course.
Yes, you can feel also not only that it is food, that it is like we need to take care of it for us, but it's also art. It's also beautiful. It's also we need to see the beauty that we live in.
Every piece feels connected to the land and the life-sustaining food that the land bears. Renowned artist Yumi Gennaro Roth connected family with the land, collaborating with Esoterra Culinary Garden to grow a vegetable native to the Philippines. In addition to the vegetables, a green street food cart decorated with swirling strokes of gold stands proud on the museum floor in honor of Yumi's mother and heritage. Again, exhibit curator Jane Burke.
So there's a couple projects that came up that really speak to that. One, Yumi Gennaro Roth, she enlisted her mother to work on this project with her, along with the farmer at Esoterra Culinary Garden. You know, Mark at Esoterra grew a plant called King Kong that is a staple to Filipino food. Really, Yumi's goal was to have her mother be able to cook with a vegetable locally grown that is, you know, so culturally significant to her upbringing in the Philippines.
Another installation in the exhibit features wheat from Jacob Springs Farm growing in a box designed by Desert Art Lab. The box of growing wheat is cared for, like most plants, with daily watering and UV light. Jacob Springs Farm was founded by Andre Husni, who immigrated to Colorado from Lebanon during the country's prolonged civil war. Curator Jane Burke says the context factored into the collaborative design of the museum piece.
I really searched sort of to have, again, this alternate narrative to sort of what they call this agrarian fantasy of, like we talked about earlier, about what we associate with the Midwest. And I think like this reclamation of black and brown legacy farming was really, really impactful to me personally. And I think to the visitors, it will also be, because we have a bed of wheat growing in the gallery, which is a unique experience to be able to encounter, again, agriculture on this very intimate level inside of a museum where it doesn't necessarily quote unquote belong. But I think that was sort of the metaphor that the artist and farmer were trying to bring about.
You could feel the meaning of every piece spring out in front of you in the exhibit. There's spirit in every piece. But coming from the woman that put it all together, what does the exhibit mean to her and the public?
Just a, you know, benefit for me is to be able just to go out to the farms themselves. I think that that's a huge benefit for the community, for these three site-specific locations, for the community to be invited in a way that maybe hasn't happened before, where I think there is, you know, this increase in sort of this urban-rural divide, and that we are really more detached from the land, from our food source, from the people who are growing the food.
Yeah.
Next time you pass Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art, or it passes your mind, take a look inside, and you might find yourself a little more attached to the earth you inhabit. I felt so compelled by the art, I went ahead and started volunteering with one of the featured farms, Massa Seed Foundation, and I've never felt more attached to the earth. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.